Thanks for tuning in to Spraymakers, the podcast that dives deep into the world of water skiing with Chris Rossi and Trent Bennison. The season is winding down in a lot of places, which often means time for reflection. Whether you have a few events left or not, this time of year is great for taking some time to look at what you've learned this summer and also realize what you'd still like to accomplish.
How do we finish off this season the way we want, whether that season went great or whether we didn't reach our goals, maybe, you know, reflection and all of that stuff. So I'm sure you're starting to see this. I mean, I know it's roasting hot there in Texas, but where are you at with this? Where are your students at with this? You know, I mean,
here there's going to be another month. I mean, even, you know, you think about a month from now will be the World Championships. So even, you know, anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, like we're getting towards the end. And I think where I see a lot of people at right now is like already starting to reflect. And I think you just want to be careful. Like, so, you know, perhaps you met every one of your goals, perhaps you didn't, but I think you want to be careful to be like, you know, at this time of year, you know, I wanted to have done this and I'm not doing this yet. And I only have two tournaments left and this needs to happen for this season to be, I think people start to get a little bit panicky right now, you know? but again, it isn't too early to start reflecting back. So I think, you know, to finish this, you know, this sort of last of your season, to finish this with a little push, I think it's good to start reflecting now, you know, like this time of year, like whether it's, you know, you actually sit down and you pull out the notes that you made way back, you know, in March or April or May, but think about like where, you know, where had I planned on being? And hope, you know, hopefully you set out, you know, a fairly structured set of goals like to work through on the season. And if you didn't, then here's your reminder to already like be ready for season five, because when we get back, you know, after our break through the winter, that's where we're going to start. And it's valuable. Like, you know, looking now, you know, if I'm looking, you know, I'm injured at the moment, so I'm not skiing, but if I was skiing, you know, this season, I would have probably two record tournaments left and I would be reflecting now, like, where did I plan on being, you know, like, and where am I now? Am I, just say like a month ago, was I where I wanted to be? Yes or no. And if the answer is no, then I would go back and look at those qualitative goals that we all set. Like, what was the one thing I was going to improve upon to help me achieve my goals this year from a technique standpoint? And sometimes you can just use this little, you know, just use that little refresher. Like, oh yeah. Like, you know, I said I was going to do a better job of keeping my weight moving forward through the edge change to help me maintain my outward direction. And then, you know, you kind of look like through the best parts of this season, what was working? And, you know, sometimes you can just revisit, you know, A, what you knew you wanted to improve upon, and B, what's been proved to be really fruitful this season, even if it was, you know, only for a short period of time.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's the key. I think in there though, I did like kind of where you went with it, that there are people right now that still have events going on that reflection is not yet happening or shouldn't be happening. It's more, you know, so I kind of wanted to go back to that right now and just have you talk about those that do still have events rolling and what advice would you give them, or, you know, when you're working with your students, how do you keep them, you know, in that zone to be peak performing to still reach those goals? Like, are you talking about are you reintroducing the goals? Are they just a known fact, you know, how are you getting to that place?
No, I think it is that it's revisiting, you know, where it is that you planned on being at this point. And again, and then just reminding yourself, you know, it's not too late. Like I think often when we get into the throes of summer, and we get, like, you know, you said buoy banging, we get really score centric. All we care about is a score. It's often like, you know, and we call, you know, the dog days of summer is a really common, you know, common term for that, where you're kind of just in the grind and it seems to be working. And then it slowly starts falling off. It's exactly that. It's just giving yourself that calm reminder of, okay, like, what do I know works? you know, and again, just because I'm not running the score today, it doesn't mean that that tournament this weekend or next weekend or the first week in October, it doesn't mean that I can't get there. Even if I haven't been there the last month, like that, that late season push is if handled correctly, that's where, I mean, that's where a lot of big scores go down, like just sinking in. You can attest to this, Rossi, like throughout my career to be qualified for the World Championships the following year, it either had to happen in October or the May before the World Championships. And this is just anecdotal, but for, I mean, 99% of the skiers, they qualified for the World Championships in October, the year prior to the World Championships year, because, you know, in the spring, it's, there's just a lot of moving parts. The weather isn't as good. And obviously you haven't had the time on the water. So again, just, you know, revisit, like just pull out that roadmap that you laid out for the season and just chart, where was I skiing my best? When was I skiing my best? Why was I skiing my best? And again, like revisit those fundamental keys that you know pay off. Again, even if you haven't reached all of your goals through the summer, if you've mapped this thing out, you've got kind of, you know, there's still a plan in effect. So you can kind of, it's not the time to panic. It's not the time to start forcing things. It's the time to just revisit what's been most fruitful for you throughout the season.
Yeah, I think that's a really, you know, really good statement there. And I found myself while you were going down that path, I found myself trying to, you know, like my season, the pinnacle of my season for this year, where I was at in my goal setting would have been nationals. You know, so we're basically a month out of nationals at this point. And, you know, so for me, it's actually been a while since I've been in that, like, must peak perform at this moment. I really like how you know, in past episodes have talked about, you know, peaking at certain times and making sure that peak times with when you want it to peak. Yeah. And then, you know, and then I was trying to decide, like, how would I be getting back up, you know, back raised up for peak performance in a record. And, you know, one of the things that just kind of popped in my mind is the record tournaments at this time of year, as I reflect back for when I was really doing a lot of records, you know, in September and October, and I had some really memorable ones that I could spend hours, you know, recanting and telling funny stories about. But I think the thing that ultimately popped in my mind is they were just really fun. Like, it was finally that time of year where you just got to let it fly and there was no pressure other than you're hoping to get a score. But, like, does it matter if you take fourth in a record? Like, who even, you know, who, I mean, I don't know. When I was going to record tournaments, especially in the fall, I do always want to win a tournament. But when I was going to record tournaments, those were the selfish ones for me at the end of the year where I was only focused on the buoys that I was running. I didn't have to look at the five guys that went before me or the whatever guys are going behind me. You know, I just was like, okay, I have three rounds. The conditions are set this way and I get to go just let it fly. And, you know, in viewing that, I think I had probably some of my most enjoyable and peak performing moments in the fall. So I think that's something to remember, is that, like, it's almost like the pressure is off. And obviously that is a, you know, self-inflicted pressure, but whatever. I mean, I do it, so I'm sure other people do it, but, you know, the pressure's off. You get to just go and do what you do. And I think that that's a really important thing to remember. Like, if you're trying to force, like, I still see people, I'm coaching people all the time remotely, you know, via GiveGo, via whatever. And, and I also, you know, I coach pros on the side as well. And one of the things that I see is I see a general tightness. You know, I mean, if you're talking about the, you know, the pros, we've got world championships coming in, you know, 3 weeks or whatever that is, a month. And, you know, you can see that that's already starting to build. That's their pinnacle. They're building into the pinnacle right now, you know, for them, for a lot of them. And, you know, so from an amateur standpoint, if you just have records coming, this is a time to, like, that you actually are able to go peak perform. You want to just have your flow about you. Like Trent was saying, you want to, you know, just focus on those few things that really are working for you. You know, I don't think we have to overtrain going into these things. I think it's just a matter of, you know, understanding that. So that's, that's part of it. Yeah. Go ahead, Trent.
Well, I was just going to say, let's keep it anecdotal in nature for just one more minute then. Cause you just conveyed, a big part of your season was going to be to, cause you hadn't skied at nationals in ages. It was to be, I'm going to ramp my season and build my, the limited training opportunity to train that you did have, but you were going to build everything to nationals. So say you have a tournament this weekend or next weekend, how do you approach that? Given that, you've still been skiing, but you haven't had that pressure to perform in a month. So how do you approach the last couple weeks or opportunities to train before you had one of these late season tournaments?
Well, I do have a late season tournament coming up this weekend.
Yo.
And I have a lot of excuses that I'm going to get to throw out there. And I actually have been doing a lot of the things that I would tell everyone not to do. So, I mean, it's okay. Awesome. I mean, this is the reality of things. So might as well have a little discussion about it, but I've got an insanely busy week off the water, with the obligations that I have going on. It's not looking great. Like, I'm even going to get to the lake this week and I have a tournament this weekend. So
yeah.
That's a, I could be losing my marbles on that and freaking out. Also, I would say the piece of advice that we've put in these last few episodes is this is not the time of year to be changing your setup and chasing things. For me, I'm past that time. Like I told you, I was peaking at nationals. I document every setting I've ever had. My water is still nice where I am. It's not that, it hasn't dropped off the edge yet. So right now I'm doing a lot of testing, trying to get outside of the box on fin setups. Hopefully what that does is, reflect back to, updates and changes for, this new ski that we're on for maybe next year, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So just playing around with that stuff. So I'm doing a lot of the things. So not skiing, changing my setup almost every time I'm out on the water. Sorry about that. Every time I'm out in the water and just chasing something different, I kind of wanted to just, challenge myself to be outside the box. So this week right now, as I was, driving home and reflecting a little bit, I was like, well, looks like I'm going to go back to my national setup. I know that was working, it ended up with a good result and I was able to use those settings in multiple lakes in multiple conditions and was working well. So I basically was like, well, I'm going to go back to those settings now and fingers crossed that I'm going to get a set in this week, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect on the things and the techniques that I was working on or my keys, whatever you want to talk about it, going into nationals that were working so well and just, keep those in my mind, keep those fresh. I'm going to the gym, I can get to the gym. So I go to the gym 3 days a week. I will continue to do that this week. So I will be active. But I've just got to mentally stay strong and know that, hey, look, you've done your 10,000 hours at this sport. Like you may not have all the reps that you'd like to have, but I know how to do it and I can still peak perform with less reps in there. So that's kind of like where I'm at this, going into a tournament like this. So, I mean,
and I think
judge me, man, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell
me what I'm doing right. I think to remind yourself, there's no other time in the entire season where you need to be on the water less, you're because again, you put the hours and hours and hours in, as such, rest is going to be as beneficial now as repetition on the water, because again, you've already put those hours and hours and hours in. So I think that is a big one. Cause a lot of people, this time of year, they do start to have less and less opportunity to be on the water. Obligation with family, kids, if back to work, back to school, whatever it happens to be, whether you're skiing collegiately or whether you're like Rossi and I driving your kids to school, less opportunity to be on the water. But it just like Chris is saying, you know, he might only ski once this entire week before the tournament, but it's not as necessary now. And you know, it can actually be kind of a benefit to be away from it, just to let your body heal. Out of curiosity then, you said you'll revisit those keys that were fruitful a month ago when you were at your peak. What were those keys? Rather specifically, what was guiding you then that you'll just fall back into now?
I'm working on, you know, gait, the evolution of my gait pullout so that I can ride that tight rope swing right up to the top of the arc, being able to drop in from that wide spot. And then, you know, one of the things I've been working on and focusing on a lot is heightening my awareness of toes for goes, heels for stop. You know, like toes are gas, heels are brakes. Where am I using my heels? How much am I using my heels? Why am I using my heels? If I'm using my heels, you know what I mean? Like, so just generalized awareness at this point is probably the number one thing. So, you know, I'm doing those types of things. And then, you know, focusing on being the weight on the end of the handle for me, especially behind the boat and through the edge change, and resisting my natural urge to advance the ski by, you know, manipulating my arms and, you know, just going back to old patterns, you know, and if you've done old patterns thousands and thousands of times, even if you've done these new patterns all season, so maybe you're 600 times in, 500 times, 300 times, whatever that is, that those are not automatic. They're not automatic moves. They're not automatic until, you know, they happen without you even having to think about it. And so just revisiting that is a great way to recenter and refocus going into events. And I mean, really that's my focus for the rest of the year when I go skiing, is to enjoy my rides now, because, you know, I like this record coming up. Yeah. It's a record tournament. You know, well, it's a record and a Class C, so I haven't decided which one I'll end up falling into, but, you know, hopefully I'll ski the record and if it all works out and all that, but, you know, it's not in my priority list of events for the year. I happen to get a lot of scores that I set out to do. You know, I set goals and I was able to do those at regionals and nationals. So in two different L tournaments, I was able to get scores that I know will, you know, be in the realm of where I wanted to be. So those goals were accomplished. And so right now I'm basically on a nice open platform, right? Like I got an open sheet of paper, like right now that's kind of nice. Like going in here, like, yeah, it's almost like I have the pressure off going into this tournament, because I have 47 excuses as to why I'm not going to be prepared, but that doesn't mean
that. I love those tournaments.
Yeah. So like, I'm just going to go and ski, but I'm not just going to go and be like, hey, I'm here, I haven't skied. And so, cause if I do that, then the rounds don't go the way I want. And then I'm left with, that was my last tournament of the year. And now I'm thinking about that and not even thinking about how well maybe your regionals or nationals went, you know? So anyway, there will be focus put into it, but there isn't much pressure, you know? I mean, there's nothing. I'm not going to win any money, and I only have upside to gain here. Like if I go out and put a big score out, I'm going to getting another big score. Great. If I don't do that, what happens? Zero.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt anything. So it's kind of like, that's what I was getting at when I was thinking about, you know, when I used to ski those record tournaments after skiing the pro tour all summer, you're like, this is as fun as it gets. Like, this is kind of what we live for. It's not the beginning of the year where you're trying to figure out tournaments. It's not the middle of the season when they actually matter. It's like, this is the, you know, this is the ice cream at the end, baby.
No, that goes across the entire spectrum. Like, you know, like your state championships are behind you, or your regionals are behind you, or whatever it is, or it's, even if it's like, you know, this is your fifth tournament of the year instead of your first. So the nerves are down. Like now, you're right. Now it is time to just, get lost in your keys and just see what happens, right?
Yeah. So I will do my best to eat well this week, sleep well this week, hydrate. I'm going to stay active, and, you know, I'll be still doing my 3 days a week at the gym. You know, I've got kids, so I'm always, you know, throwing a football, kicking the soccer ball, running around, jumping in the pool, whatever that is, you know, you're always active. And I think that's something that, you know, this time of year, people can get dangerously inactive. And, yeah. And that's like, you know, if you slow down and you sit on the couch a bunch and you're not moving around and not being active, and then you go back out to do this sport that is, one, physically demanding, and then two, you're making many calculations a millisecond while traveling at insanely fast speeds and making these critical decisions. If you get out of that and you're not seeing those split second decisions, you and I have talked about it. It's why we like to mountain bike. It's why I like to snow ski. You know, those things keep my brain and my coordination and my hand eyesight and all of that stuff just popping off. Like, you want to stay active. I mean, you know, that's going to help you out. But again, like you were saying, being physically strong, you're mentally tuned in. Like, you don't necessarily need as many reps right now to ski as well as you're going to ski. You're not going to forget how to ski. And I'm not going to forget how to ski in a week. Like, that's not going away. So, you know, maybe my my little calculations at my hardest pass, I like to have a few more reps, one or two times a week, at least going into this tournament. I'd like to have that just to challenge those and see how those calculations work and the results, you know, I get from it. But I know that being strong, being mentally calm, having a game plan, those types of things are much, much more important than, you know, for instance, me trying to slam in a set where I fly up to the lake. I have 30 minutes to get a set and I fly back because I could probably squeeze that out, you know, into my schedule. But like, I know that doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for other people, but that doesn't really work for me. I need to carve out that time. So do you have any other input to that observations that you see?
I just think it's you know, we're getting towards the end of the season, and if you've got these last couple tournaments left, it's not too late to fall back into that groove either that you were in earlier this season or the groove that you had planned on being in all year. Again, revisit your goals, remind yourself of what was most fruitful through the bulk of the season, and let's finish the season off and check all those boxes you would hope to check when you mapped out your game plan this spring.
Yeah.